We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana, Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
Oh, he's a wonder in my
soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Jesus.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast. Brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church. Pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II. One church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all.
Real, true, genuine praise. Why don't you stand on your feet then? Come on. If you want to offer him praise, that's thanks and that's gratitude for what he's already done. Has he done anything already worthy of you giving him praise today? Do me a favor. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Lift your hands to the Lord. Block out everybody else. You see, sometimes we can't give him the praise he deserves because we're so busy watching folk watching us. But you close your eyes to them because it's not about them. It's about him. I love you. I love you. Come on, you're lifting your hands to him today. You're worshiping him today. Oh, because it's all about him and your personal worship experience this morning. Such a special, special way. I praise you, lift you up, magnify. Oh, when you think of all the things he's already done for you, all the doors he's already opened, all the ways he's already made, my heart is filled. You wouldn't be here today if it hadn't been for his grace. Come on, one more time. I love you, I love you, I love you, Lord. I love you. Come on, lift your voices. I love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It was such a special way. I praise you. I lift you up. Magnify. Your name, your holy name. That's why my heart. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you right now in Jesus' wonderful name, just for being who you are today. And God, not only being who you are, but who we are in you, we say thank you today. And God, as we come on this day called Thanksgiving Day, this day that we set aside and publicly honor you and give you the praise and glory, God, that you're so worthy of, we pray that your spirit will have his way in this place, in every hearer and worshiper's heart today. Lord, we remove self and we allow him to have free course. Let us express our praise and express our thanksgiving and express our gratitude, because God, you've been good to us. You've been good to us. You've been good to us, God. Or if we had 1,000 tongues, we just couldn't say thank you enough. From last Thanksgiving to this Thanksgiving, so many have already gone to sleep. But God, you saw fit to give us another chance, to give us another year, to bless us another time. And so we say thank you. We say thank you. Oh, it might not be like we want it to be, but we say thank you. We might not be where we want to be, but we say thank you. We may not have all the stuff we want, but we say thank you. We thank you for your goodness, and we thank you for your mercy, and we thank you for your grace. Lord, somebody has come out sick today to give you praise, but we pray in Jesus' name that you will touch their bodies right now, God, that you will minister healing right now, God. Somebody came depressed, but we pray in the name of Jesus that you will lift them up right now. Satan, we come against you right now. You have no authority over God's people. You have no power in God's people. We lift them up to God right now for the liberty of the Spirit. Oh God, we thank you today. Oh, for just being who you are. Hallelujah. We thank you today, God. And we give your name all the praise, the glory, the honor. Now, bless your word, God. Bless those who are hearers and doers of your word. And we'll be ever so careful to give you the praise as the Holy Spirit breaks your word down and teaches us and meet us right where we are and lift us to that place you'll have us to be. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Glory to God. Well, why don't somebody say praise the Lord this morning? If he's just worthy, one more time, would you just give him a hand of praise? Glory, 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 glory. Turn your Bibles, if you will, this morning to the book of Psalms, number 26. Psalms number 26. Commencing at verse 1. Recorded are these words. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart, for thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissimulars. I have hated the congregation of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash mine hands in innocency, so will I compass thine altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. But just a little while, I want to speak from the subject. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me. You know, so many of us have difficulty as we would look at the realities of what this day represents. And we sing the song every day, is a day of thanksgiving. But the only way that you can honestly and sincerely say those words or sing those words is to understand that God is in control. Is to understand what Romans 8:28 says, and it is, and we know that all things work together for good for them that love God, for them who are the called according to His purpose. The only way that we can say that we give God thanks and are grateful for what He's done, where He's brought us from, and what He's doing right now, is to understand that God has got this thing fixed. And sometime, my brothers and sisters, in our days, in our walks, there are things that happen to us, things that challenge us, things that try us, things that tempt us, things that try to pull us off the path of God's right way, things that try to rise up on the inside of us, things that try to rise up around us, things that try to come against us that will take our focus off of God. But when you recognize who He is and what He has said and trust in Him, then the devil in hell really can't do you no harm. I want you to look at what David is saying. There are many who ascribe to the fact that this was the time when Absalom, his son, was trying to kill him and overthrow his throne. And there are others who have different opinions as to why David penned this particular psalm. But what is most important is that that he stated, regardless of the era of his life or the situations concerning his life, he speaks some truths that are still relevant for the believer today. Now look at what he says. He says, first of all, judge me. Now you've really got to be, and I think you need to know, David was in relationship with God, and he was also in fellowship with God. And so, you know, when you walk with God, you don't do something so bad that you're afraid to talk to Him about it. When you really walk with Him, you might slip, but you ain't gonna slide. You might fall, but you're not gonna wallow. And so when you walk with God, you're not ashamed when you mess up to say, Lord, forgive me, and ask Him to straighten you out and get you on the right path, because you know it would be better to be in the hands of the Lord, even if He's angry, than to be in the hands of your enemies. Because if you have relationship and fellowship with Him, you know that there is still a place called mercy, where when God knows your heart is right and that you have confessed your sins, that He will righten your steps and bring you back in the proper fellowship. So look at what he said. Judge me, who? Oh Lord, listen. For I have walked in mine integrity. Now notice what he didn't say. He didn't say, Lord, judge me, for I have been blameless, I have been sinless, I have been perfect. He says blameless in the integrity. It means blameless in the sense of that he has done what he knows to be right. And he's not saying that he's a perfect man, but he's saying, I've done the best I could. And sometimes, my brothers and sisters, even in doing the best that you can, you'll find out that it will not be enough in and of itself. That's why we depend upon the grace of God to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Look at what he says. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, I shall not slide. He didn't say I wouldn't slip. He said I won't slide. And I got news for you, my brothers and sisters. Sometimes you can slip so quick till before you know it, you done slipped. But when you like slipping, you will find yourself sliding. And listen, I got news for you. You never slip up. You always slip. Help me, somebody. And when you slide, you never slide. You always slide with a greater velocity.
Now you slip, the slip might be quick, but it's not with great velocity. But when you slide, that means you have then lost the ability to break the slide. You can break the slip a whole lot quicker than you can break the anybody ever slid? Come on here, don't act holier than thou. You are holy, but don't act holier than thou now. Because all of us have slipped and slid at one point in our lives, and we know the difference. So look at what he says. Examine me. Because I look at myself, and sometime in my own examination, I miss some stuff. Sometime in my own examination, I've forgotten about some stuff that you still remember because I didn't go and get forgiveness, but yet it is still plaguing me or keeping me from being better. You examine me. Listen at this. Oh, Lord, and prove me, try me, test me. Help me to see where I am missing it, where I have gone astray. Try my reins and my heart. Try my thoughts and my heart. And when you get through examining me, whatever is not right, fix it for me, God. Whatever is not aligned with your word, your will, your way, convict me, Lord. Whatever is not right, you are the great judge. So when you get through examining me, if it's well with you, then I know it is well with me. Now, I got to tell you something, my brothers and sisters. You don't go to God with this kind of thing unless you want to do right. Because once you ask him to show you, I've got news for you. You might not like what he shows you. Because so many of us can go around pointing the fingers at others, but so many times we miss all that's on the inside of us that's not right. But when you go to the one who knows you better than you know yourself, can't hide a thought from him, who knows you and can discern and go between the bone and the I mean, there is just nothing that can be hidden from him when you tell him, examine me. That's why sickness might be in your body, because you didn't ask him to examine you. That's why your finances might be messed up, because you didn't ask him to examine you. That's why you might not be as far progressed as you ought to be, because you didn't ask him to examine you. And there may be some stuff that's stopping you from going where he wants you to go. Now listen at this, because David is not hung up at this point on thanking God for stuff. And when we associate Thanksgiving, it's always because you blessed me with a beautiful home. You blessed me with a fine car. You blessed me with clothes, food. You blessed me with a good job, bank account. It's always stuff. And I've got news for you. If that's the only way you can thank him, you don't really sincerely thank him. Because I need you to know that without the stuff, he's still worthy to be praised. I mean, when you really begin to think about it, the stuff really can't bring you joy. It can bring you a little happiness, but stuff really can't bring you joy. And can I tell you, if you've got joy underneath the skin, you really don't need stuff. But when you have joy underneath the skin, he'll just stack stuff all around your doorstep. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things. When you get it right with him, stuff will come to you. Listen to me. If you've got joy, then you'll be happy with the stuff you got. But if you ain't got no, come on, talk to me, somebody. Joy, then all the stuff in the world won't make you happy. Because that begins with him underneath the skin. Look at what he says, verse 3. For thy loving kindness is before mine eyes. For his loving kindness, he says, is before my eyes. If you want to see God loving kindness, open up your eyes. It's all around you. Not just kindness, but loving kindness. Listen to David. He says, and I have walked in thy truth. What is his truth? His word. If you know his word, then you'll know what to walk in. He says, I thank you for your word. Verse 4, he says, now I've not sat with vain persons, people caught up on themselves, who are dressed up on the outside but are messed up on the inside. People who brag more about what they got
than whose they are. I don't mess with vain folk, because vain folk think it's all about them. The sun rise and set around them. You can tell vain folk because they don't want to talk about nobody but them and theirs. Uh-oh, I hope vain folk ain't getting mad right now. Listen to what he says. Neither will I go in with dissemblers. I'm not even gonna associate with dissemblers. I'm not gonna mess with folk who know how to disarray stuff and take things and make mess and move things out of proper position and place and pull out of context reality. I'm not even gonna deal with folk. You got folk who are dissemblers, folk who always find themselves in the midst of mess. Either they are telling it or taking it. Either they're doing stuff or in the place where stuff is. You know, when you really get it right, you don't even want to be around dissimilars. Listen again. I have hated the congregation of evildoers. Now, listen at this. You don't just have congregation of righteous folk. You got congregation of evil. Satan has congregations all over the world as well. And so he says, I've hated those congregations and will not sit with the wicked. Now, the wicked are those who intentionally and purposely do that is opposite against the word and the will and the way of God. But look at what he says. I will wash mine hands in innocency. So will I compass thine altar, O Lord. Now, he's saying, listen, I've got to have clean hands and a pure heart to even come around God's altar. I'm not gonna come around his altar playing. I'm not coming around his altar pretending and performing. I wanna wash my hands in innocency so that when I come around the altar of the Lord, my petitions will be heard. This is the same man that said, if I regard iniquity in mine heart, the Lord will not hear me. If I know when I come around this altar, my hands, my heart is clean, God's got to hear me. I can boldly come before the throne of grace. If I have done my part, then I know God has got to do his part. And my brothers and sisters, it's a joy in knowing that when you come before the altar of the Lord, your hands are clean, your heart is clean, your thoughts are clean, and you go before him and you petition what you desire in your heart. You don't have to come like a wimp. You don't have to come whining and crying like you are a foster child. You are a child of God with rights and inheritances, and you are able to tell God just what you want. But listen at this. Listen at what he says. He says, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. Now he gives some insight as to why he wants to come around the altar. You see, most of us, when we come around the altar and our hands are clean and our heart is right, it's always, Lord, give me. Lord, do it. Lord, I need you. But listen to what he's saying. He's saying, when I get this thing straight, he says, I want to go around the altar and let some of those who are coming around to get from him know that he's a mighty good God. Now look at this word. I want you to see something. He says, verse 7, that I may publish. Now this is an interesting word, because in all of the connotations connected with this word publish, listen at what David is saying. He says, I want to proclaim, to declare. I want to speak, and I want a written record, as in a newspaper or some published place where advertisement can be made about the goodness of the Lord. I want to say it, but I want folk to see it also. He says, around this altar that he's talking about, he says, everything I need, I have received from the Lord. And can I tell you, my brothers and sisters, when you stop a moment and just look at what he's done underneath the skin, when you stop a moment and take off all of the things of externalities, all of the things on the outside, and start looking on the inside, by the time you get to the stuff,
you will have shouted so much, and it will be clear to any and everybody that God is good just by what he's done on the inside of you. Listen to me. What good is the stuff if he hadn't saved you? Because Jesus said, what does it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? So what good is the stuff if the heart and your soul does not belong to God? And when you have the fellowship, I really don't know if many of you have ever experienced the intimate, powerful presence of God. I promise you, if you ever get in his presence, stuff is the last thing you ever think about. Can I just be real with you for a minute about a personal experience? I used to think folk, you know, used to be making up stuff, just saying stuff, say, you can have this whole world, just give me Jesus. Now, I loved Jesus. I'm going to be real with you. I loved it. But I just didn't think that was real until I really entered into the presence of the Lord and understood that the world can't even compare with all of its riches and all of its glory with being in the presence of the Lord. It is a high you've never experienced on earth. It is a richness so rich the best, the Hope Diamond couldn't even show its brilliance like this reality. The best of purest gold could not shine like the presence of God. When you are in his presence, everything is well with your soul. And I'm here to tell you, it's a wonderful place. You don't ever want to leave that place. You don't ever want him to remove his spirit from you. You don't ever want to be out of fellowship with him. When you are in the presence of Almighty God, he does something to you that you've never had done to you before. Oh, I wish I had a witness here. While you're fellowshipping with him, he's working out your problems. While you're fellowshipping with you, he's causing men to have favor with you. While you are fellowshipping with him, he's ridding your body of disease. While you are fellowshipping with him, he is making ways out of no way, opening doors you never thought he would have. When you fellowship with him, he just blesses you more than you could ever know. Come on, give him some praise, somebody. Listen to what he says. That I may publish. I got to tell somebody. Oh, I don't know if you know it, but sometimes you don't want to tell because you just, you know, folk don't believe you when it gets too good. Oh, he lying. Lord ain't did all that. She lying. She just want to be. No, I don't want to be seen. I want him to be seen. I want him to show up in me and show out in me so somebody can see that he is an able God. And when you publish what I am by the grace. When you publish what I have, it's by his grace. When you publish, I am on my way by his grace. When you tell it, when you say it, when you write it, when you declare it, when you make it clear that if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, somebody knows you so they know you ain't lying. Somebody know when you came from nothing and you have arrived at something. Somebody knows when you were messed up, twisted, all on drugs, all messed. Somebody knows where God has brought you from. So when you tell the story, others will know what he's done for you. Oh, thank you, sir. When you publish, listen at this. I got to take my time. One more moment here. That I may publish. There are just some things you can't tell for me. There are just some things you cannot say for me. There are some things you cannot declare for me. Because there are some things you don't know about me that God has done for me, and he wants me to tell it for my. Come on, that's why it's so important that you praise him and you praise him and you praise him, because he wants to hear, because he's done some things for you he hadn't done for me. He's brought you from some places he didn't bring me from. He delivered you out some stuff I've never got into. Oh, he's picked you up probably lower than I've